Okay, so the story in the Gemara, whatever Rav Nachman did, Rava had complaints. First, Rav Nachman paskined to believe the Eidus Tavasa. Rava argued with him and said that, disagreed, and said, you can't believe, go with the Eidus Tavasa. And then, when the second pair of Eidus Tavasa came, Rav Nachman was prepared to go back and take away the karka from the person he had given it to. So Masav Rava, Rava has a problem with that also. And Rava is going to taina that we should be chayshish for zivusa de beidina, which means that because of zivusa de beidina, we should let the karka stay by the person that we awarded it to mistakenly in the first place. Now, we're going to have to answer in this sugya the main kasha, how, because of Zilusa de Beidina, we could allow an Eishes Ish to be married to someone that she's not allowed to be married to. Because Rava's kasha, now let's see it inside. First, Masav Rava Vitemer of Zeira, Shnaim Aimer Mei, Shnaim Aimer Lei Meis, or Shnaim Aimer Nizgasha, Shnaim Aimer Lei Nizgasha. This woman is a Suffolk Eishes Ish. Harizula Kinase, so she can't get married. She's a suffocatious ish. Vinisis loisete. So that we're going to have to figure out first. Shat in the Tanakama. There's nothing to do with Zilusa de Beidina. Vinisis loisete. That's number one, that to the Rashi with the Bari that we have to figure out. And the second thing is Rav Nachman Ber Biyasi. Rav Nachman Ber Biyasi says, Teitse, which means he holds that she's a suffocatious ish, because it's trey v'trey. And Amar Nachman Ber Biyasi, Emesai Ani Amit Teitei, Bizman Shabo Eidim V'achekach Nisus. If there was no Zilusa de Beidina, Aval Nisus V'achekach Bo Eidim, Harizu Loi Seitei. But in the case of Zilusa de Beidina, Loi Seitei. So it's a double pella. Because of Zilusa de Beidina, we're going to let an Eishes Ish stay with a different man. So that's the second nekuda that has to be explained. So today we're going to try to spend time understanding first the Tanakama, was nothing to do with Zilusa de Beidina, and then Rav Nachman Ber Biyasi, who does have to do with Zilusa de Beidina. Gemara just brings the end of the story. Amalei Anos Sabri Lameved Ovda. I was prepared to change my psak. Hashdu Dusvinan At Usur Rav Hamnuna Besuria. Now that Rava and Rav Hamnuna had asked the same question, Besuria, Lo Yavdina Ba'Ovda. I won't. I'll be chayshish for zilusa de beidina. Rav Nachman was masking. So this price is brought in for Rav Nachman Ber Biyasi. But let's first understand the Tanakama, and then we'll get to Rav Nachman Ber Biyasi. Tanakama again. You have trey v'trey. Two eidim say the husband died, and two eidim say the husband didn't die. She was zichen eishes ish originally. Hashad. So Leiti Nasei, of course she can't get married. You have Trey Betray, and she's the Cheskes Eishes Ish. So that's a double pashit that she can't get married. Imnisis, but if she did get married, so the Tanakama says that Loi Seitze. If she did get married, then she stays married. So I pointed out to you yesterday the Rashbam, who brings from the Gemara Exodus, what's the reason that it should be that way? Why should it be? Said Rashbam. Said the Rashbam, and this is loisaitzei v'perchishish nesamla perchina mechti. Trevi treininu abole abashem talichai. She's mizana. You have to bring an ashem talui. And how could you be mata them to stay together? Mishani amar afsheishes kagoshin. This is lecha needa. She married one of the eidim, and she herself is also a bari. So since they're both a bari, it's trevi trei. We let them get married. The kasha is, as I mentioned to you yesterday, that if trey v'trey, certainly if trey v'trey is commanded isnehu dami, if by trey v'trey you consider them eidim this way and eidim that way, and we had a rule that when you have trey v'trey, if you hold commanded isnehu, no further rayas could carry the psak and make something happen. So why does the bari help? What is the fact that there's a time is bari? What is that to wife? So So basically, the question is, why in Nisus lo yiseitzeh? So there are two shitas in the Rishayim to explain this. Why in Nisus lo yiseitzeh? One is Taisus. The Taisus is in a few places in Shas. But one of them is here on Lamed Beis Amid Aleph. I'm going to trouble you to just look at the Taisus on Lamed Beis, Anan. We're not going to go through the whole Taisus, just a little piece where he brings our Gemara. A little tricky to find it. It's a little, slightly more than halfway through the Taisus. The Hada Amaleel, the last word on the line is Vaha. Vahada Amaleel. Taisus goes back to explain this Gemara. Okay, you got it? It's not much halfway down in Taisus, Dibra Maskal Anan. The last word on the line is Vaha. Vahada Amaleel. Taisus goes on Agamar. Shneimim Rimeh, Shneimim Rimeh, Avonissus. So if she got married, she doesn't go out. I forgot the trade betray seker drabanan. He, even though trade betray is seker drabanan, the word seker drabanan mean midaraisa is not look meachazok and avi eshesish vayolalatzes minatayu she's an eshes ishmamish, and she really should go out of the marriage. I forgot pishin this is lechad meidel, even though she married one of her eidim. What does it help? She married one of her eidim. If it's a Safik Torah, if Minat Torah, she's a Cheskes Eishes Ish, so then she should go out. Omer Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam's Hesber is, Ta'asi Chazaka, the Daiko Mintzava, Umara Cheskes Eishes Ish. There's a Chazaka of Isha Daiko Mintzava. What is that? The halacha is, if an Eishes Ish, if there's an Eishes Ish whose husband disappears, and the Eid Echad comes and says that he died, we allow the woman to remarry. The Mokim Igun, we allow a woman to remarry. How can we let her remarry? It's only an Eid Echad. The answer is that we have a Chazaka of Isha Daiko Mintzava. We have a Chazaka that she won't rely on the Eid Echad, but she herself won't remarry unless she feels confident that she has rayis, or she knows her husband that he wouldn't be away so long, that she's comfortable that she'll remarry. Isha Daiko Mintzava. Why is Isha Daiko Mintzava? So Chazal say, Mitei Chaymer, Shehechmarta Aleha B'Seifa, Yikalta Alav B'Tchilasa. That means that if an Eishes Ish gets married, al pi Eid Echad, because we rely Isha Daiko Mintzava, and later her first husband returns, Teitzei Mizu Mizu. The halacha is, she's not allowed to stay married to either one. She can't be married to the second one, because he was Bayal Ha when she's an Eishes Ish. And she can't go back to the first one, because she's a Saita, she's a woman, an Eishes Ish that was Mizana with someone else. Now, even though if two Eidim had come and said her husband died and she married someone else, she would not be Asa to her first husband. Because, as you know, in Eishes Yisrael, unless the husband's a Kayin, in Eishes Yisrael that's Mizana Ba'anis, if someone is Ma'anis, an Eishes Ish, she doesn't become asa to her husband, unless the husband's a kayin. But a regular Eishes Yisrael, who's mizana ba'ainis, does not become asa to her husband. So if two eidim told her, your husband died, and she remarried, and the first husband came back, then she's allowed to go back to her first husband, because there's no, she's an ainis. But when she's marrying the eid echad, the only reason we let her marry is because Isha Daiko Mitzvah. We let her marry because we're Seimech on her. We're Seimech on her. Marta Aleha B'Seifa. So he called the Allah B'Tchilasa. Since at the end we're going to be so machmer on her that she's going to be asa to both, she'll be stuck. She has two husbands and she has zero husbands. She'll be asa to both. So therefore, we're Seimech on this Chazaka that Isha Daiko Mitzvah. Okay, you follow? That's the rule of Isha Daiko Mitzvah. So what is Tosfos saying? Why does a bari help? If you have trey v'trey, you have two eidim say that she is an eishes ish. Two eidim say she's not an eishes ish, and originally she was a married person, l'cheskes eishes ish. So if you have trey v'trey, why does it help? Why does it help a bari? So Taisa says the bari helps because chazaka isha daiko minsava, and that is machriya that loy seitze. She's a bari. What? So therefore,
it can't be that the
Eidim are. Okay, that L'chair is true. I believe Reb Nachum writes this, that Tosfos Teretz, that Chazaka Isha Daiko Minsava, would only make sense if you hold Trey V'Trey command the less Nahu Dami. If you hold that the two and the two are command the less Nahu, so now you have another Raya, so you go bust the other Raya. But if you hold Trey V'Trey command the Isnahu Dami, and Rayas don't help, L'chair the Raya of Isha Daiko Minsava won't help you against two Aiden. How does that help you against two Aiden? Cheskes Eishes Ish is not a Raya. Cheskes Eishes Ish is when we don't know what to do, we leave it the way it was originally, and she was the Cheskes Eishes Ish. So it's not really a Raya, it's just that we leave it that way. Cheskes Eishes is not a Raya that it either did happen or didn't. So that Chazok of Eishes Ish, we would go by Trey V'Trey. That's the Hanhokas HaSveikis, that's what we do when we don't know what to do, we go by Vishtala Chazok. But Chazok of Isha Daiko Mitzvah is not a Shtelling on Chazok, it's a Raya. And the Chayr, it only makes sense if it's, if you hold Trey V'Trey, command the Lesna Hudami, which Vaita means that we haven't answered the question of Commander Isna, if you hold Commander Isna. There's a Rashba in Kiddushin, Daf Samachav, who asked this question. Why in this is Loisaitse? And the Rashba writes that a person is believed. It's like himself, he's believed with a bari. Needs some type of explanation. Trey v'trey, he's believed with a bari. And it's interesting because if you look there, the Marsha tries to explain this Rashba. It just really says, it seems to me, almost the same words, that you believe with a bari. But why, where does a bari come in? So this Rashba, it seemed to me that this Rashba is being peshit, a suffix, which the Pischei Tshuva brings in Hilcha Shechita. The Pischei Tshuva in Hilcha Shechita, in Simon Beis, Sivkot and Hay, a short Pischei Tshuva, three lines. He just expresses the following question. He doesn't bring a Tshuva Shasefer that deals with it, I don't believe. He expresses the following thing, he's not sure. What would be the din if two Eidim come into Bezdin and they say about a Sheikhit that he shefted with a bad knife or a knife that was pogum, or that he was he shefted and let treifus through his hands and they gave his soul to his kosher. Two Eidim come into Bezdin, they say that. So Bezdin revokes the Kabbalah of this Sheikhit. They don't let him sheft anymore. What is the halacha? Is this sheikhit knows that they're liars? Let's say it's not a question of estimation. He knows that two people came to him and they said, we're angry at you and we're going to lie, we're going to tell Bezdin that you let Trefus out of your hands. So he knows 100% positive they're liars. He can't prove it. It's his word against theirs, that to aid him. So he got passed. Is he allowed to shecht for himself? Can he shecht for himself? Bezdin says he's not ready to shecht. He wants to shecht in his own house quietly. You don't need Edom to Shech. You lock yourself in a room, you Shech. Or more, is he allowed to go to the next town and show them his old Kabbalah that he has and not tell them that Beis Din revoked the Kabbalah? Go to a different city and he'll still be able to become a Sheikhit there. Now he knows that Beis Din passed him from being a Sheikhit. But he wants to go and be a Sheikhit in the next town. The truth is that this question can come in many different forms. What is the case of a sheikhet? See, by a sheikhet you could argue that Beis Din didn't say his shechit is nevela. He just said he's a chashut. Mm-hmm. Beis Din's masking that if he does a good shechit, klap yishmaya, it's a good shechit. They just don't trust him. To have exactly what? They may that he's apostle, then they're passing that shechit is no good. That would be, or you could just have the shayla pasha. Two Edom come into Beis Din, and they say this piece of meat is nevela. Beis Din passes it's nevela. I know that it's not nevela. I know for sure it's not nevela. I know positively that either they're lying deliberately or they're making a mistake. I'm 100% positive that it's not nevela. But the whole world thinks it's nevela. Two Edom said it's nevela. Beis Din paskin it's nevela. So the fellow throws this meat out into the garbage. Am I allowed to go take this meat? Go home with it. I'll pull down the window shades before I eat it. Because if somebody sees me eating it and gives me asra, Beis Din will give me malchus. But I know it's kosher. Beis Din paskin that it's nevela. Beis Din didn't even make a mistake because Beis Din, two Edom says nevela, they're paskin what they're supposed to paskin. But they were fooled. I know that the two Edom are making a mistake or are liars. Am I allowed, beini lebein atzmi, to take this meat and eat it? Well, what aveira do I do if I eat it? Anybody think of an aveira? What aveira? Beis Din said it's nevela. Mishkayach. Beis Din said it's nevela. I know it's not nevela. What? That's only b'kiddush chaydish. A pasuk atem afilu shaygin. Mishkaydish is that way. Mishkaydish is atem afilu shaygin, afilu mazidin, afilu mutayin. The Torah didn't want there should be more than one calendar in Klal Yisrael. It's hard enough with everything else being multiple. They didn't want it. So the Torah said we atem by a calendar, but there's no atem afilu mutayin by the veil.
Same level
by
himself as if he
were to
go to a different town?
What do you think? Going to a town is worse?
Yes.
Why is it worse? Why is it worse?
Because they're going to get pleasant.
He's fooling them. But I know, the question is, am I allowed to fool them? I know.
If they either.
I don't know, it's a mechshel for me to give them kosher and meat that Beis Din thinks is treif. Is that a mechshel? I don't know, but Shaila, can I take this meat home that Beis Din passed it in the veilah? And then no one recognizes it, I'll serve it to people. So that's what you're saying. Maybe serving to people is worse. What? There's a machlaikas there. What it means. It says that so Rashi brings that fill all yamin through smile, thou smile show yamin. So machlekes rishayim, what's pshat? You have to listen to Beis Din, even on the right, they say it's left, let us say it's right. Is that because the stam, if they say it's left, it's probably left, it's probably your mistake? Or is that we have to have anhaga following Beis Din? So you have to follow Beis Din. That the shayla here. And well, the Beis Din, you have the shayla in three cases. You have the Yisurim, which is the Pesachei Tshuva Safik. You have it by Nefashis. You have the same shayla. Beis Din passed in someone's Chayav Nisa. And he knows that he's Patur. Is he allowed to run away? Is he allowed to run away? But his son couldn't run away. He said his son could have run away. What? That what? Yeah, we try to stop him from making such an announcement. But so what happens? What happens if a person Bezin Paskin is chayiv? The truth is, I always wondered. Let's say someone's really chayiv nisa. Bezin Paskin is chayiv nisa. Is he allowed to run away? If he runs away, he's over. There's a mitzvah. Let's say to give him skila. He's over on aveira. But is that aveira deicha pekuch nefashis? Pekuch nefashis only deicha three mitzvahs in the Torah. No. And so, if Bez and Paskin, that someone's a Michal Shabbos Chayav Misa. So now he's from, he does tshuva, but he's Chayav Misa. So what's the frumkeit? The frumkeit is that he should, if he can run away, they should let Bez and give him Misa. Chayav is Mekayim Mitzvah. Mistam before he gets Misa, he says, "Areini Mechurim Zomim." No, the person who throws the rocks at him and gives him skila makes a bracha. Shekli Shalom Asayse V'Tzivano. No. To kill some of his chayav skila. So this is an old question. I'm not sure what the answer is. If somebody is chayav skila, if he's because nefashis, the chayav is allowed to be over on the other and run away. If he's mamish chayav, I'm not sure. Part of consequences, but he'll do tshuva with God. He's not worried. Everyone's not worried about God. It's, you know, they'll make peace with God. God is like a nice fellow. And what? This is a ticket, but covered tshuva is also a ticket. Well, if there would have been no way, then he would tshuva would have been enough. If the halach is he's allowed to run away, so then let him run away. Bezin Paskin is chayav misa. He's the first ticket. I'm not worried about his ticket. I'm asking the halacha. Is the halacha, does a person... Why does he have to stay? I'll switch it in. The mitzvah in the Torah, the skolem should get skila. But that mitzvah is your heart valyavar?
No, but your heart valyavar is when you don't know
there. There's a reason he should stay, but if he runs away, is there anything wrong with his running away? Chai b'hem. Well, why should you almost spend? You don't have to give up your life for a mitzvah in the Torah. Except for the
Torah.
Terry said we have to give him Misa. There's no b'chai b'hem on getting Misa. That's what he said. No b'chai b'hem. Could be right. All right, so let's talk in the case I'm talking, where it's a toss. But Bezin Paskin b'toss. Is a person allowed to run away? And you can have the Shaila by Erva. Same Shaila, which is really Agamah. By Erva, where there's a psak, and you know it's wrong. Huh? See, there it's a different story, because there the first Bezdin, he was not Maida. He wants to run to the second Bezdin where he is Maida. So that's a question whether he can get out of something, whether it works. If he's already Chayiv, it doesn't work. If Bezdin Paskin is Chayiv, then it doesn't work anymore. So there he's a kind of. If he runs away before the Pesach Bezdin, then it works. If he runs away after the Pesach, then it doesn't work. But this shaila, it's a difficult shaila. Whether a person is allowed to do whatever it is that he wants on his own. David ran away from Shaul. Shaul passed in his chayav misa. I don't know. Shaul had a chayli. The pasuk says that he had a chayli. It's not.
It's the equivalent.
Is the melech the same as the bezdin? If the melech paskin, then David ran away. David knew it was a mistake. So maybe you're right. Maybe it's a right. He had already known. Shmuel had already told him that he's a melech. But Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes that David knew that he might be killed by Shaul. The Navi had told him would be melech. So why did he run away? He was going to do his shtablis. Okay, I don't know. The Pischei Tshuva, when he brings this klar, he tells you to look at the Bechar Shar on Yevamos Pei Zayin. The Bechar Shar is really, the Sefer Tvua Shar, which many of you know from Yerideya. In the back of Tvua Shar, there are a few pages, the Sefer Bechar Shar. And he brings an interesting raya to this shaila. Again, the shaila is of a person's own bari could override a psak of Bezin. Bezin said a psak. Bezin said this is nevela. And I'm a bari that it's not nevela. So, what? Where?
From Avidin,
she did a lenafshe. It should be a raya. Avidin, she did a lenafshe. A person is allowed to go do things on his own. Maybe it's a raya, maybe it's not, because Bezdin didn't really paskin. Bezdin doesn't have proof. The person can't prove it to Bezdin. Avidin, she did a lenafshe. Is if I don't have enough rayas to go to Bezdin, I can do it myself. Why are you saying the Shach? It's Shachnar. That's what you mean? No, when you can't, there's no machlekes when you can't, when it's impossible for you to prove it to Bezdin. So you have to do Avinash Yilon Avshe. It has to be that. If you could prove it, Bezdin would pass the light. I think, yeah. We're talking about Mominus then?
Mominus.
But Mominus, if Bezdin Paskin like you, and you know you're Chayiv, you're still Chayiv.
You still Chayiv,
okay, see there, Bezdin's not angry at you. Bezdin said you're Potter. And you go and pay, so Bezdin doesn't care. Here.
No,
Bezdin's
saying that you're Potter
from right.
But you know that you are Chayiv.
You know you're really Chayiv.
So,
Chayiv,
you have to stay back. So we see Bezdin doesn't have this Chayiv of
abolishing
it,
just because
they say something that's
not
true. So you can
do
over here, you
would
be able to.
You're
so
you're allowed to eat. So you should be allowed to eat.
Right,
you're that way, that that a person, if you know the truth, Bezdin's only people. And people can make mistakes. And if you know for sure Bezdin made a mistake, it should be that way. No, it's Svara. Svara should be that way. What? The Chorma and the Kula should be. The Chorma should be both ways. What? Because Bezdin never intended to turn Heter into Isser. Bezdin said, this is Heter, I'm making a Takana Drabana that it's Isser. They can make Heter into Isser. But they can't, if they did it with Toz, they can't change it. If they made, if the Bezdin accidentally passed into Isser as Heter, you're an Inus, but you ate Treifus. If you know that Bezdin passed on something's kosher, and you know it's Treif, see if you're not allowed to eat it. It's a Shavya Nafsha. So the Bechar Shar brings a raya from the Rambam in Yesodei HaTorah. The Rambam in Perek Shmini of Yesodei HaTorah, Shtol Zavek is Yesod, that human beings don't believe in things because of Isis, because of magic tricks. Moshe Rabbeinu loy haminu by Yisrael mem neha Isis sha'asa. Shamam en al pi Isis, Isis yesh beli by Daifi. It doesn't work. People who are here, you know, that fish talked, or that whatever other Narishkeit they say, it doesn't bring emunah, it doesn't bring faith to a person. Ramesh tells Avek that the side of Klal Yisrael's emunah is Maimon Har Sinai, that Inenu Rov Loizar. The side of Moon of Klal Yisrael is not the Nisan. He says that that's why Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Hein lo yaminu bi." Even I'll do tricks, Klal Yisrael is not gonna believe me. So Kodesh Baruch Hu told them that Klal Yisrael is gonna come. Alahar Azeh, they're gonna come to this mountain. That's where the side of a Moon of Klal Yisrael is. So the Rambam says in Halacha Gimel if a Navi will come and he'll do Oisei Sumaifsim and try to tell you something that's connected to Torah, so the Rambam says that Lefikachem Amad Navi Vasa Oisei Sumaifsim Gedailim Lefikash Lahachish Nevasa Yishol Maishar Abeinu Ein Shayim Nemar. Since the Yisayit of Amun is, if the Yisayit of Amun would be the tricks that Maisha did, he did 10 Makis. Someone else will come and do 12 Makis, so he's a better, you start to believe him. The Rambam says no, that the Amun of Klai Yisrael comes from Maimon HaSinai. Beinenu Re'inu Vazneinu Shamanu Kamaisha Shamahu. That Klai Yisrael is Makabal, and therefore another Navi comes and he does tricks, it doesn't count. Then the Rambam has the following words. Ha'lamaha davadayna. What is this similar to? Listen to the words. La'evin she'he'idu la'adam al-davar she'ra be'enav she'enoi k'may she'ra. If the Edom come and they say to a person that something is different than what he saw himself, she'enoi she'me'a lehen el'idea b'vadei she'me'i de'sheker. He doesn't listen to them, and he knows for sure that they're Eidei Shekem. Period. So the Rambam here says, it's funny, because the Rambam here didn't intend to paskin ha'avacha. The Rambam's talking, you say the Atayra, but Tes Devarav, he says, that it's Daimu la'edim, she'idu al-adam, al-dava shara, be'ena, she'enai, k'may shara, she'enai, she'may alahem. The Rambam seems to say beferish, that if Edim say something, and a person knows personally, he knows 100% that it's by character. Sheinu shemeir lehem, that you don't have to listen to the Eidim. What? Sheinu. I mean, maybe he means Sheinu shemeir lehem, that naturally he won't listen. Naturally he won't listen. I don't know. Rambam, you know, to write such a lashon, Eidim he idu la'adam adav shara be'enav. Sheinu shemeir lehem. I'm just saying, the Rambam is not coming to say halacha. He's just talking about human nature. The Bechor Shara seems to could be held this way, Apisvara anyway. But he brings a raya from this Rambam that, like we're saying, that if you know for sure, you're not mechuyav to listen. Now, in the back here they bring from a number of Achrayim that ask a stira in the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchis Shkodais, in Hilchis Karban Chatos, the Rambam seems to contradict this. The Rambam there says that if Edim come and tell you that you're chayav a carbon, and you know that you're not chayav a carbon, Edim come and they say that you did an Avera B'Shoigeg, and you know that you didn't do the Avera, they're lying. So they bring here from the Rambam in Hilchos Shkagas, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Ches, that you have to bring the carbon. If Edom say you have to bring a carbon, you have to bring the carbon. Even you know it's not true. And the Ravid is Taka Masig on the Rambam. The Ravid is Masig on the Rambam. First of all, he says it's a sugi in the Gemara, but he says that Odom Neman Alatzmai, you can't force someone to bring a carbon if he knows it's full of bazar. So they ask the stira in the Rambam. The way that the stira is usually answered is the following. If I know that something is not true, someone said it's nevela, I know it's not nevela, so I'm not over on any issue nevela if I eat it. The only issue is that there's a mitzvah to listen to the psak of Bezdin. And since you have a mitzvah to listen to the psak of Bezdin, so that mitzvah kicks in. There's this thing of the psak of Bezdin. There's a tshuva in the Michas Elazar, in Chelek Aleph, tshuva Yudches, where he talks about this. And he also says that the ikar is, like the Bechar Shar, that you're not mechuyev to listen. The says, you're not over on Issa Nevela, but on Issa Nevela you don't have to listen. But he is mitzadeid that you have to listen to the Pesach of Bezdin. So rather what he says, someone asked him, Bezdin Paskin have to pay someone. I know that the Edom are liars. What do I do? So So the Mechtelazah told him, you have to pay, but after you, because you have to listen to Pesach HaBeis Din. But after you pay, you could be taifus back. Because you know it's yourself, and initially, you know the person owes you money. A kaponim, this whole shmooze is l'chayra, this Rashba. Our Rashba, our Mashah, what are they saying? They're saying, in this is loisaitse. Why? Because if you're a bari, the bari is good. We have a kasha. Trey the trey, what is the raya of bari help? The answer is, the raya of bari does not help. There's no, it's not going to help. The raya from bari doesn't help. Beis Din still says it's a suffix. However, if someone is a bari, and he does, I'll be his brayrus, I'll be what he feels he's a bari. So that, the Rashba says, you can do a bari. What you do, else bari. Now, if Beis Din would only have to wave and say you're an Eishes Ish, and you're going to get married, Beis Din's going to stop you. Beis Din has to do what they know. But, in the case of Trey V'Trey, where the people are already married, then, or according to the Tanakhami, if they're not already married, if it's a case of Trey V'Trey, in the case of Trey V'Trey, if a person is a bari and he wants to do on his own, Beis Din doesn't know for certain that what he's doing is wrong. There's no psak Beis Din against him. Normally, if you know what's true, you can do what's true, but you have to listen to a psak Beis Din. So Beis Din passing, you're an Eishes Ish, and you know you're not an Eishes Ish. You're stuck. You're not talking not an Eishes Ish, but you have to listen to the psak Beis Din. Here it's a Trey V'Trey, there is no psak Beis Din. Beis Din says, well, mesupik, alright, there's a certain anhoga in cases of sveikus. Beis Din says, don't get married. That's not a psak Beis Din. It's anhoga sasveikus of Beis Din. The Rashba is saying that when you're a bari, loisaitse, because there is no psak Beis Din that says, when you get, there's no psak Beis Din that's saying that you can't be married. Beis Din is mesupik. When Beis Din is mesupik, that's like a chiddush. But the chiddush of the Rashba, and that's what the Rashba is saying, is that a bari helps. When Beis Din doesn't know, we're talking when Beis Din says it's nevela. If Beis Din doesn't say it's nevela, Beis Din has a trey v'trey, and I know the truth. So if the Rashba, I could be saying, "Mecha my bari." That's the emes of the Eishes Ish. I know I'm not an Eishes Ish. Out psak Beis Din, there was no psak Beis Din. So nevela, there's no problem. The first Rambam says, if you know the emes, you know the emes. The second Rambam says that there's a psak Beis Din, and you have to honor the psak Beis Din. And Beis Din says, bring a carbon, you have to bring a carbon. But in the case of Trey V'Trey, where there's no psak Beis Din, and you know the emes, so then your bari could carry.
So are the children
going to
be a
suffix
kasher, or
are
the children
going to
be
a bari kasher? Oy, what's going to be with the children?
That'll be suffix manzerim. Well, you got to raise a bari.
So Gabi himself, he's a bari, I don't stop him. If someone else is a bari, they can marry the children. But if somebody comes to Beis Din and Yisrael and says, I'm not a bari, what do I do with his children? The chayra of it's at Beis Din, the children are safek on zayrim, it's trey v'trey.
So we could try this, Beis Din doesn't give a psak at all.
What does Beis Din do by trey v'trey by manzeris? We're naig that there's safek on zayrim.
It's not trey v'trey on manzeris, it's trey v'trey on the parents. But now they're already backing out of it, like
in the clock. That'll be a very big thing. It's just the children are Islam Zayrim, because that bari, that'll be the bari some sort of raya. Lamahatavadaima. Let me ask you, let's say the person would take the nevela home and he'll pull down the window shades and he'll cook it and he'll eat it. So we're saying now, if you know, you could do it. But the pot he cooked it in for other people will still be treif. Right? The mamzerim are the results of his bari. Anybody's a bari, he can marry the kid. Mm-hmm. Someone's not a bari, he's going to be stuck. L'chayri, he could take the children to a different city where no one knows the problem. And unless people feel so naive, I don't know. What? Yes, when I tell you, we admit Rabban, and mamzer suffix is awesome. Mamzer suffix is Mr. Rabban. And, Beis Din Paskins. Beis Din's not, well, it's a different level of psak. Beis Din's saying, we don't know what to do, so Mesafik, you don't get married. That's not the kayach of Pesach Be'ezdin that they have to listen to. That's the chiddush of the sugya. You can't make a raya from a place where there's a solid Pesach to a place where there's a paskin of a safik. It's a safik eishes ish. There's the paskin, she's a safik eishes ish. Safik eishes ish is awesome. So that Pesach of safik eishes ish, if someone's a bari, they can marry. Unless you hold that safik eishes ish is itself a new chativa of iser, which I can hear the argument. But, it's not here. This is all in. If Deikar Rashba, Deikar is in Kedusha Samach Vav, the Gemara Taisis brings on the Blamid Beis, Bayanai. And I saw in the others that they bring that the Rashba in Ksubis, where this is brought, and Rav Beis says a similar thing. So, Akoponim, this is the Chiddush Otzim of the Rashba, that a Bari works by Trei V'Trei, not as a Raya, but that for a person's allowed to do what he's a Bari. And that's shot in the Tanakam. Okay, now we move on to Rav Nachman Rav Yaisi. Rav Nachman Yaisi disagrees with this Torah. He says Taisa. That means we have two pshatim. Taisa, who said he should go mitzvah. The Rajba, who said a bari works. So why does Rav Nachman Rav Yaisi hold? He disagrees. That's easy. The first half of Rav Nachman Rav Yaisi is easy because we struggle to understand Tanakam. So whatever Chidushim was saying now, Rav Nachman Rav Yaisi disagrees with, we have no problem with Rav Nachman Rav Yaisi. However, Rav Nachman Rav Yaisi is a second Nekuda. He says, "Ein esayin yoyme teitzei bezman shabo eidim v'achar kach nisus." Avon nisus v'achar kach bo eidim arizuloi seitzei. So let's see. Be'etzem he holds seitzei. Why does the old say it say? Because she's an eishes ish. Trei v'trei, ukmiach eskes eishes ish. But, zokter, if it's a case of zilusa de beidina, then we don't say teitzah. Now, l'chayra, this is a dover pen. How can you say such a thing? Rav Nachman ben Yosi, you hold teitzah. Why? Because she's an eishes ish. Trei v'trei. Min haTorah is ofni achaskasa. She's a cheskas ish. She's eishes ish. She's eishes ish. Psak deraisa mesafik. Why atzei lusa de beidina? How in the world atzei lusa beidina? If you be matu an eishes ish la'alma, very very shver. There's a big difference between mamin where bezin has a kayach of hefka bezin hefka.
No, but you think your mamin. It's waiting until somebody will.
So by Mamet it could be that Bezdin knows really the money should go to Reuven, and we gave it to Shimon by mistake. But after you listen to Beidina, we'll leave it by Shimon. Bezdin has a kayach by money of Hefka Bezdin Hefka to do such a thing, which also I'm not happy with, and it's Hashem, I'll hopefully explain before we finish today. But by Eishes Ish, it's a chishver. By Eishes Ish, as you loosen the Beidin, it's not covered for Bezdin, we're going to let Eishes Ish be married to someone. It's a Pella. So Pnei Yeshua, there in Ksubis Chav Beis, is Masber. First he brings a Chacham Tzvi. Chacham Tzvi says that Rabbi Nachman Bar Yaisi is really made to the Tanakama, that Min Adin Lo Yiseitzei. A bari works, and I didn't like seitzei. He only says seitzei out to knas the rabbanon. It's a knas. You got married, you shouldn't have. It's a knas the rabbanon. By knas the rabbanon, by lusa the beidina. So we let it. We don't make a knas. The whole thing is a drabbon. But when Yeshua is not this chat, it doesn't really stem into Rav Nachman Rav Yaisi well. And he says, Teitzei means she's a cheskaseishes ish dairaisa. And therefore he's matmiya, al tibusa de beidina, how he can be matur and eshes ish la'om. So to Pnei Yeshua, pshat as follows. He says, we have a Kabbalah, trei v'trei, ukmiya chazaka. That means, when you have two eidim and two eidim, we don't know what to do, we shtel on chazaka. When you have an eishes ish. Two eidim say the husband died. Two say she didn't die. Ushtela chazaka, she's an eishes ish. Finished. In the case of Rav Nachman Bar Yosi, where originally two Edom came and said she's not an Eishes Ish. And she got married by Heter. She got married by Heter. Now she's Becheskas, married to the second person. And now two more Edom come. And two more Edom say, no, her first husband is still alive. You have Trey Vitrei. Rabbi Nachman Rabbi Yossi holds that Uchmei HaChazaka means leave it the way it is now. Right now, she's married to someone else. The Din Torah is Loi Seitze. Even though she hadn't got married, the Din Torah will be she's an Eishes Ish by Trey Vitrei. Because she was Becheskes Eishes Ish. But once she married someone else, and now it becomes a Trey Vitrei. Now, she's Becheskes married to him. Mina Taira, she could stay married to him. And therefore, when he says say, that's only if she got married after the Trey Vitrei came. But if the Trey Vitrei, the second Trey, only came after she got married to Heter, she's now Becheskes married, and there's no such thing that she's Becheskes the original Eishes Ish. This is how the Pnei Shua teaches. What?
She gets married after.
So then Rabbi, he says, because then the psak of Trey Vitrei was Becheskes Eishes Ish. She was, when the Trey Vitrei comes, Rabbi Nachman Rabbi Yossi holds at that moment is Trey Vitrei, wherever she is, that's the din of Trey Vitrei of Mechazaka. If she's Eishes Ish, Becheskes Eishes Ish. If she's married already to someone else, we leave her there.
The
moment? Yeah.
So here also, once she gets married, she's making the new chazaka. The chazaka is not. Trey Vitrei just means you can't no longer take out from the chazaka that it's in the present time, because I don't know which. I don't have any right to remove it from the chazaka that it's in now. And I don't know if her mind to remove it from the chazaka that was in Bishat when Trey Vitrei started.
No. No, your comparison of Cheskes Mamon to Cheskes Eishes Ish is not correct. Even though Tfisa helps for Cheskes Mamon, but by Cheskes Eishes Ish, it doesn't work. The Chazaka of an Eishes Ish paskens Eis. The Chazaka of Mamon is we leave it where it is. The Chazaka of Eishes Ish, the Chazaka paskens the Hanhaga, the way we learn out of the Pasuk.
Same Chazaka
to the Meishes? I don't know if it's the same Chazaka.
No,
I don't think so. I don't think so. By Mamon, you don't learn it. The fact is, that's not that way, because Cheskes Eishes Ish, we learn from the Tzairah, we learn from a Pasuk. And Amaitim Mechavei Avarai, we don't learn from a Pasuk. Whereas it's a Svarah. You ask me why? Good question, why? But the fact is not that way. The fact is, Chazaka Devei Yikara by Yisurim, we learn from a Pasuk. And Amaitim Mechavei Avarai, we don't learn from a Pasuk. So, Akapanim, this is the Svarah of Rav Nachman Rav Yaisi, the way that Pnei Yeshua is Masber. It's a tremendous chiddush that when someone got married, because really she only got married because she didn't know there's a second pair of Eidim. Really, it shouldn't be that way. She got married by mistake because Bezin didn't know there's a second pair of Eidim. But that's the chiddush that since B'shah she got married, it was Beheter, therefore it's okay. What? So then, there's no shaychus to Zilus of the Beidina. The reason that we say, say. I have to think it through. So you're right. If the reason is the way that Yeshua is saying, says Nikar Adin. So there's nothing to do with Lusav Adin. It's Ikar Adin that she could stay married. So again. Yeah. So you have to see how he fears us. If I suppose he holds that midrabanan, we would have stopped it. Now, if it was a bedina, we don't stop it. The whole like, trick is to make it into a drabanan. So it's even the bedina works. Okay, al kapanim. This is the machlaikis. The Gemara brings that at the end, Rav Nachman didn't avid of the. At the end, Nafak Ovad Uvda, Mandachaza Savatusu Biyade, At the end, he wasn't chayshish as a lusa beidina. V'loihi. L'mishum detalya bashli rabavi didna Rabbi Yehuda Omer. And now we have another case as a lusa de beidina of the case of the kashrus of the person. Now, Rav Moshe here in the Ha'aris refers to something he wrote by Arichas of Ksuvis regarding Zelusa de Beidina. And he says, as a general principle, because we may find exceptions to this, but he says generally, there's really no such thing as Zelusa de Beidina in a Beis Din. We've never heard of such a thing. A Rav is going to pass him something, or Beis Din is going to pass him something. And then you bring more Rayas, so Beis Din is going to ignore the Eidim that come later. It's Maisim B'chol Yoyim. Beis Din has a Psak, and then later more Eidim come. And we do change. So what's the Zilzul to Beis Din? Is the Zilzul to Beis Din? If Beis Din passed him one way, and then somebody brings Eidim? Every time Beis Din passed him, do Amiga the Mezuyas. Right? We had 100 times. Somebody comes to me with a Shtar. I say Perua. So Beis Din passed him, it's unbelievable, Amiga the Mezuyas. If later on he brings Eidim to the Nukayim the Shtar, so Beis Din says, okay, now you don't have a Migdal Mezuyif, now you have to pay. It's B'chol HaShas that there are cases where Beis Din passes differently. It's not called a Zilzul in Beis Din, or if it is a Zilzul, then I chayshish for that Zilzul to say a wrong Psak. There's no Zilus in the Medina all over the place. But Moshe suggests, and we have to see the Shins of the Tosis on other days, that we only are chayshish for Zilus in the Beidina by trade to trade. The cases of Zilus and Beidina, all three cases in this Gemara, are all cases of trade to trade. Which means that Beis Din anyhow doesn't have a clear psak. By trade to trade, Beis Din says, we don't know. We don't know, and therefore we're going to shtel on the chazaka. For a psak of what is trade to trade, shtel on chazaka, it means it's trade to trade, so leave it where it happens to be at the time. If it happens to be here, it'll be here. If it happens to be there, it'll be there. Whatever the circumstances are, leave it the way it is. That's what trei v'trei really is. So Ramesha says that by trei v'trei, what happened? Beis Din put it somewhere, and now Eidim come, and you want to take it away. Rav Nachman put it by Avasa, by one of them, and now Eidim come, you want to say, okay, now you have to pull it away. Here, if you chayshish is Zilus and the Beis Din, what we're saying is the following. We're saying, what's Beis Din going to pass in anyway? They're going to pass it. Wherever it happens to be, let it stay. Ukmeya Chazaka. Wherever the field is, let it stay. I'll call the Olin Gavar. Whatever it'll be. It's no worse what Beis Din did by mistake. Beis Din put it somewhere. So we're saying, Azimus and the Medina, leave it where Beis Din put it already. You're leaving it anyway in a place where the moment happens to be. Or you're leaving it anyway by whoever happens to be the one that could grab it. So, if so, let's be chayshish with Zilus and Beidina and say, what Beis Din did by mistake, let that be the place it is. Well, anyhow, just leaving things to circumstances. So, only by trei v'trei, where there's no psak anyhow, there, out Zilus and Beidina with chayshish. But stamazai, Beis Din has a psak, and they're going to change a psak. Even if it is a zilzul to Beis Din, if Eidim come, so Beis Din changes his psak. If two Eidim come and say Eidus and Beis Din Paskin, and later other Eidim say that they're Gazlonim, Eidus to Gazlonusa, we know Beis Din changes the Psak. When it's a Klar Psak, Ramesha says Beis Din changes his Psak. We don't care about Zilus of the Beit either. It's only in these trey v'trey type of cases where we have the inyan of Zilus and the Beidin and the Gemara. And if you have it anywhere else, you'll have to see if it's for it to shtim, that it has to shtim, that it's also a psak, that's only a psak, misafik, so then you can worry about Zilus and the Beidin. What he says is Dvarim Mestavim Tvei, because we're not worried about Zilus and the Beidin every time Bezman passes. And Toises Dibra Maslim V'Nafak on the Bezim and Aleph, that's where it's in the Dibbis Maisha of that Taisis. It's the Chayritoli in the two Terutzim of that Taisis. But tomorrow I'd like to do the case of Maimon Lekuhuna. Again, it's really very much a side.